We begin this morning with more on the announcement of a commission of investigation into the sexual abuse of children across all day and boarding schools in the country. An original scoping inquiry discovered more than 2,000 cases of abuse at more than 300 schools run by religious orders. The commission will take at least 5 years to complete, and it will be headed up by Court of Appeal Judge Mr Justice Michael McGrath. No decision has yet been reached on financial redress. We're joined this morning by Ireland's Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, Human Rights Barrister Keelan Gallagher. Keelan Gallagher, you're very welcome. Good morning. It's another commission of investigation. Do you believe this one will be different from others which have gone before, which according to many of those who took part were adversarial, traumatic and didn't properly listen to them or record their testimonies?
Well, the terms of reference that have been published, I really welcome, and much in the terms of reference would suggest that lessons have been learned from what's gone wrong before. Like, for example, paragraph 11 in the terms of reference is very detailed about survivor engagement. You know, it sets out there must be clear communication and transparency, allowing survivors to make informed choices as to whether to engage with the commission. There's got to be support for survivors at key stages of the process and support for those with additional needs to enable them to access the process. And there's got to be a trauma-informed approach. And also critically, it says there's got to be practical steps to mitigate the risks of re-traumatization in consultation with survivors and expert advice. So right from the outset, I was very pleased to see that. And I hope some lessons are being learned from the horrendous experience that many survivors went through in other recent investigations, including, of course, in relation to the Grace report, where they described the process itself being re-traumatizing and the process itself being adversarial and not being trauma-informed. So right from the outset, I was pleased to see that.
Not every case in this instance will be investigated by the judge and by the commission. A sample will be taken. How can that be done best?
So I was very pleased to see this because, you know, I and many others have been calling for terms of reference in relation to this inquiry, which, first of all, look not only at schools which are religious, but also at non-religious schools. I was pleased to see that, but then has a realistic approach in respect of timing. And what this terms of reference document does is that paragraph 7 and 8 describes having what's called a sampling approach. So that means there's an initial survey where they look at a very wide range of examples. Now, obviously, when they're looking at handling by schools and related entities of abuse between 1927 and 2013, that's a huge period of time. And sadly, as we know, there were many, many thousands of children abused over that period of time. And if they were to look in depth into each and every one of those allegations, the inquiry would never be done. So what they are doing is they are going to have a kind of sampling approach, which means they'll look at in more depth at particular examples, whether it's category of school, a particular time period, a geographic location, to give them a sense. So what you do is you have the combination of the broad, where you look at everything that comes in, and then you have some deep dives in into particular contexts. Now, that's something that we know worked well in the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse in England and Wales. It's also something we know worked well in the Royal Commissions in Canada and Australia, and they had much broader remits. They were looking at child sexual abuse in general, and then they had this kind of sampling approach where they looked at particular topics. So I welcome that as a methodology. It's sensible and it's worked elsewhere, and critically it enables a report to come out. Because the other key thing is, of course, they've said interim report within 2 years, again, something I and others called for. Very pleased to see it.
Were you consulted on these terms of reference, Keelan?
So I wasn't consulted directly, but I obviously fed in and expressed my views, including expressing my views to RTE and elsewhere.
Sure.
And I am pleased to see that. I think there's much here that's going in the right direction.
Working out redress is still ongoing, we're told. It wasn't ready to be. The information wasn't ready for yesterday as part of this announcement. Maybe you'd explain what redress is, first of all. Is it always and only financial?
Well, first of all, absolutely not. You know, and I've spoken to a number of survivors, indeed, a number of them in the last 24 hours, you know, many of whom, understandably, given the background and given what they've seen with tomb babies and mother and baby homes and a whole range of other issues, don't have faith in this process. And I understand that. And many of them also say, you know, accountability means different things to different people. You know, to some people, it's the abuser themselves being prosecuted. That's, of course, sadly not possible in many of these cases because of the passage of time. Other people want to hit the religious order or the other school or other entities where it hurts financially. So it does mean different things to different people. And that's my experience over decades of representing victims and survivors of abuse. A critical thing here is that we sadly still have an approach in Ireland, which I hear every day from victims and survivors, which is adversarial, and people having a very legalistic response and refusing, for example, to provide any form of redress financially because of the statute of limitations. And of course, we know many victims and survivors, I find it very, very difficult to come forward. I'm sure there's people listening to this, sadly, who were abused decades ago, who've never told anyone in their lives, you know, who may not have told their wife or their husband or their children, may never have told a GP, may never have sought counselling. And because of that context, it is critical that you don't then have a position of saying, well, you should have come forward within X number of years. And that's why we've seen in the last number of years, a number of countries internationally getting rid of their statute of limitations in relation to child sexual abuse. And I hope that's something that Ireland does too.
Well, that is something the Minister for Education on the 6-1 News here yesterday said, that that is one of the levers which is available to them. Others, perhaps, she mentioned, not in any great detail. I wonder what else can they do potentially in the face of obstruction or refusal to comply to ensure that religious institutions pay financial compensation?
Well, one of the key things here is that right from the outset in the terms of reference in section one, paragraph two, they ask, they say, look at the impact upon survivors. So the commission is tasked with looking upon the at the impact upon survivors. And the commission is also tasked with looking at learnings for the future for child protection. Now, that's very important because, of course, the commission will also feed in to this process. But I know that many people listening, and including many of those who came forward to the scoping inquiry and told their harrowing stories, but many who also have not felt comfortable coming forward yet, I know many people listening will want to know, how can they get redress of some kind sooner rather than later? So I hope this is something that's addressed in the interim report and that's addressed at pace by government.
Cillian Gallagher, thank you very much indeed, Ireland's Special Rapporteur on Child Protection and Human Rights Barrister. If you've been affected by anything you're hearing this morning, because we have a number of stories on the programme this morning which are distressing for many people, the RTE Helplines is available, rte.ie/helplines. It's 7:20.